We'll begin this Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large with a discussion about growth and history. As the region grows, all those people need places to live. In Fayetteville, several parts of town are seeing a home torn down to be replaced with two or three or four new homes. That spurred some locals to propose the creation of two new historic districts. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us about the two neighborhoods.
But we have a perfect juxtaposition here of the new Fayetteville and the old Fayetteville. This is a perfect spot to see that.
History buff Jerry Hogan is standing at the corner of West Meadow Street and North West Avenue. He's looking at a brick home with a porch built in 1870 for John Vest.
He was actually a brick mason, and he worked, I believe the man's name was John Kelton, and Kelton had a brick, you know, brick works, or whatever you call them, and they're the guys that provided the bricks for Old Main, which we can also see from right on this corner.
Directly behind the Vest House are four new homes. They're three stories tall and rectangular, with just a few feet of space between them. Hogan says he's coming to terms with the new construction because the Vest House was also restored in the meantime.
They're the new kind of vertical buildings being built in town, and I have a grudging acceptance of them. It's new, but they're not that bad once you get used to them.
Hogan says he was standing on the same corner about 3 years ago when he had this thought.
I was standing here looking at the Vest home. I think that was before it had been renovated. And I just was standing here looking at these beautiful homes, and I turned back to look back to the east, and it occurred to me, well, this area, there's a lot of older homes in here. It's an old neighborhood.
Hogan points out the three other homes on the same block as the Vest House.
And then the next house up is the Tharp House. That dates, I think, to 1904. And then we have the next one up is the Cooper House and then the Partridge. And I'll have to look at the dates. The Cooper House is 1880, and the Partridge is 1895. So you can see that's a really nice historical area right there, those four homes.
Hogan was on the Fayetteville Historic District Commission when he proposed going after a historic district designation for part of the area surrounding Meadow Street. Since then, Hogan says the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program has taken an interest and expanded the area they're considering for the designation. The proposed historic district would extend to Dixon Street on the north, Mountain Street to the south, Block Street to the east, and West Avenue to the west. Hogan says that would include about 70 structures.
You don't even realize that this home, the original home, dates to 1900.
Hogan says a historic district will include structures that contribute to the designation and those that don't. The Historic Preservation Program is working on a survey of the area to determine which structures will fall into which camp. Hogan then takes us east on Meadow Street.
I think we can go down school and then come back up.
Yeah, that would be great.
And then that'd be a nice area to cover.
A historic designation doesn't put any limitations on ownership, but Hogan hopes it will make people think twice before tearing a structure down or altering it in significant ways. We stop in front of a cream-colored home with a rounded porch and a three-peaked roof across the street from the Spring Street parking deck.
Now, here's my favorite house down here, one of my favorites. This is a thing of beauty, and they've renovated this. This is 121 North School, built in 1924. Again, it's almost 100 years old, but this is an absolutely fabulous home.
And Hogan points out there's another historic structure catty-corner from it. Right now, it's home to High Roller Cyclery.
That building right over there, now see, this is an example of a business that's a historic location. Dates to 1948. That was the original home of Johnson Plumbing. People around town would know the Johnson family.
Now let's go back to the new construction happening behind the Vest home. It's one of the reasons Hogan says he would like to see the Meadow Spring area maintain its character.
It's something we ought to save or try to save as much as we can because we're going through an unprecedented kind of growth phase right now. And it's nice to save some part of the town. Some of that charm and some of the beauty of the town is why people come here.
Teresa Turk, who is currently on the Fayetteville Historic District Commission, agrees.
I'm very, very interested in the history of locations and particularly the structures that create that sense of a place in Fayetteville.
Turk is also galvanizing an effort to put another neighborhood on the historic register.
University Heights has a really interesting history. There are a lot of different structures, different ages of homes there.
There are Victorian homes from the early 1900s next door to homes designed by Faye Jones in the latter part of the century. Turk, who lives in the neighborhood, says the area has been popular with professors from the University of Arkansas for decades because of its proximity to the school. Now, that proximity is what's driving Turk to seek a historic district designation.
But now, things have sort of changed. The university has increased by about 10,000 students in the last 8 or 9 years. And there's a lot of pressure from the university, but also from the development of Fayetteville as a whole.
Turk says eventually she'd like to see the area protected through a city ordinance, but the historic district designation is a good first step. So the Fayetteville Historic District Commission recently submitted a grant proposal to the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program.
That grant, if we get the grant, will actually pay for some experts to come out and actually survey the structures in the University Heights area.
Turk admits the area she'd like to see included in the historic district designation is a large one. It's bound by parts of Cleveland Street and Weddington Drive to the north, Center Street to the south, Sang Avenue or I-49 to the west, and Razorback Road to the east. But she says all the architecture in the neighborhood creates a sort of visual history of the city. And then there are the people who've lived in University Heights.
And people have sometimes lived in two or three places on either Oliver or Halsall Road. It's as if we can't leave.
That's Ethel Simpson. Other than the several years she attended graduate school, she's lived in University Heights since 1960. Simpson is retired now after working as an archivist for U of A libraries.
What we really value about the neighborhood is kind of hard to document. It's got a sort of a cultural history and a history of personalities. There are a lot of very strong personalities here.
Simpson wonders whether the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program will consider a historic designation for the area, because the architecture is so varied and many homes have been altered over the years.
What I would argue for is that it represents a certain strain of Fayetteville lifestyle and a Fayetteville, I hate to say spirit, but that sort of thing, that this is where many faculty members lived when the university was developing and growing.
Simpson says many of the homes represent people who helped make the school what it is today. Aside from homes designed by Faye Jones, there are homes designed by John Williams and Warren Seagraves, who together with Jones established the university's School of Architecture. And Simpson says there are so many others.
Down the street are people who were on the faculty. We had mathematicians, psychology professors, couple of musicians. We had one woman who was the mayor of Fayetteville.
Even some of the street names are tied to particular periods in the university's past. Simpson points out part of the neighborhood is made up of roads like Hotz Drive, Palmer Avenue, Markham Road, and Hartman Avenue. Simpson says all those have ties back to the fourth dean of the College of Education, Henry Hotz.
Dean Hotz bought that land and platted it, you know, as a development, knowing that the campus was going to be growing, that the enrollment would be growing after the Second World War when many people came on the GI Bill. So Dean Hotz knew that was going to happen and that we would need more faculty to accommodate that.
All the people who've lived in the neighborhood in the past and all the people who live there now, Simpson says, have created a community that's opinionated and engaged in matters big and small, from what's happening in the city and university to what's happening on their block.
We rejoice in our likenesses, I guess, and we put up with our differences.
And Simpson believes that's worth preserving. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
There are already 6 neighborhoods in Fayetteville on the National Register of Historic Places, including the Washington Willow area east of College Avenue. The city is in the process of gathering input from homeowners in the neighborhood regarding the creation of an ordinance to protect the structures in the district. This is Ozarks at Large.